The United States and the European Union are planning to impose additional sanctions on Russian individuals of Ukraine. Sources familiar with the matter have said the U.S. sanctions will target Russian President Vladimir Putin's, quote, cronies, and the EU sanctions will focus on those described as responsible for the unrest in eastern Ukraine. The EU will release the names of 15 individuals to be sanctioned on Monday. There will be some overlap between the EU and the U.S. sanctions lists. Meanwhile, Russia has said sanctions will not have any effect on its stance on Ukraine, where it says pro-Russian people are being persecuted. Let's go to Washington and talk to Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, author and historian. Welcome to the program, sir. Dr. Tarpley, the West keeps on threatening Russia with more sanctions. In the case of a serious sanctions war, who would have the upper hand from an economic perspective?
I think it would be a disaster all around, but I think the question of sanctions has this potential. Today we had S&P bond rating agency downgrade the Russian debt to one notch above junk. What this is doing is destroying, or potentially destroying, the entire apparatus we call globalization. Globalization is a nice way to describe the unipolar financial arrangements of the world, which have prevailed since about 1991. And really, the only way this could be torn down, which I think is the imperative interest of most of the people in the world, would be to have a very large country such as Russia be forced out of it, perhaps responding with capital controls, exchange controls, nationalizing, confiscating foreign investments, and things of this sort, the kinds of things that happen in a war or near war situation. The people here in Washington don't quite grasp it. In Washington, we have a kind of psychosis of Russophobia. We have a ruling class which is so obsessed with the idea of hegemony, the unipolar world, that they're blind to the fact that this is not tenable in today's world. So they're hysterically pushing ahead with these sanctions. I don't think the sanctions will work. My estimate is a large military escalation cannot be more than 7 to 10 days away. The date that's circulating now is the 2nd of May. And that would be a large Russian move, not necessarily the classic cross-border invasion, but something spectacular, maybe the defection of several brigades of Ukrainian forces or something along those lines. But essentially, we have a civil war. It was goaded by Brennan of the CIA and Biden, the vice president, and Russian speakers are being killed, and Russia has been issuing these stern warnings all week. But the U.S. and the British and the NATO command don't seem to get it. So Ukraine, so to speak, is asking for it.
And of course, speaking of Ukraine, I mean, how much and why is Ukraine important for the West that it's decided to pick a fight with Russia? Was it worth it?
Well, we have this apparatus of the colored revolutions. We have the United States AID. We have the National Endowment for Democracy, and they've sunk $5 billion into essentially fomenting fascism in Ukraine, which is what Madame Nuland has told us. So they've invested $5 billion. They would like to loot the Black Earth region of Ukraine. They would like to asset strip the coal and steel potential we have at Kryvyi Rog and Donetsk and the Donbas region. In general, they'd also like, or they would have liked, to eject Russia from the Black Sea. I think it's more likely when the smoke clears that the entire belt of territory along the northern shore of the Black Sea, from Russia all the way over to Transdniestria and Romania, all of that will be in the hands of Russia. So I think the main thing going on now, though, is this hysteria. The idea of not wanting to tolerate a power that is strong enough to say no and has the cultural and historical capabilities to say no, which Russia certainly does do.
And of course, we know that the European Union is highly dependent on Russian gas. How much do you think the EU would suffer from this dispute?
I think it would be disastrous for two countries in particular, Germany and Italy, and some other smaller countries would suffer. But these are the two that are most reliant on exporting to the Russian market, and also the most reliant on the Russian gas. So for them, it would be a disaster. There's a lot of bad faith going on. The United States would like to con the European Union into going for these sanctions and then being hit by them. We have to remember that the campaign of London and Washington against the euro, against the European Union, this has not gone away. This is being conducted. And from the British point of view, of course, they want to see Germany and Italy sacrificed. So there's a lot of treachery going on within the Western camp. But certainly, if most of this overland gas were cut off, this would be very serious. And in particular, Madame Merkel is playing with fire. She has got an industrial base for the CDU, the Christian Democratic Union, which is largely made up of industrialists and people who are highly interested in East-West trade.
Right.
And if she crosses them, the Merkel era may end much sooner than we think.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. As always, thanks to Dr. Webster Griffin-Tarpley from Washington.